British Prime Minister David Cameron is meeting with Pakistan's President Asif Ali Zardari today to talk about the killing of Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. The British leader's office says the talks are focusing on cooperation on counterterrorism efforts. This after Pakistan ordered Britain to withdraw some of its military training teams from the country in the wake of the U.S. Navy SEALs' raid on bin Laden's compound in Abbottabad in May. Meantime, there may be a new glimpse into bin Laden's life inside that compound. The BBC has obtained handwritten notes that some analysts believe were written by bin Laden. They reference climate change and also criticize the Saudi royal family, two subjects bin Laden has spoken about before. The BBC's Orla Gerlin reports from Pakistan.
Pakistani soldiers blocked the approach roads to Osama bin Laden's former home in the leafy garrison city of Abbottabad. Pakistan tries to ignore the compound which housed the world's most wanted man. Bin Laden's citadel remains firmly sealed. But a source has given us handwritten notes, scribbled in red pen, allegedly recovered from the room beside bin Laden's bedroom. We can't verify their authenticity or be sure who wrote them.
I believe it is genuine. I believe it is a script for a bin Laden speech. I can tell from the language, the way it was written.
Al-Qaeda expert Abdel Bari Atwan, who interviewed bin Laden in 1996, studied the notes for us. Some portions are damaged by water, but there are clear references to climate change and to flash floods in Saudi Arabia. Bin Laden mentioned both in a speech last year. There's criticism of the Saudi royal family, one of his familiar themes, and advice on leadership.
Whether this actually script was written by Osama bin Laden or dictated by him to somebody else, I don't know. But it has the fingerprint of Osama bin Laden's style.
Abdel Bari Atwan. A U.S. authority on al-Qaeda, Professor Waleed Fares, who advises Congress on counterterrorism, believes the references to the Saudi leadership are significant.
I'm very intrigued by these documents. I wish we have more, because this is part of either a speech or a memo by allegedly Osama bin Laden to his supporters talking about a future management and leadership of Saudi Arabia. So this is very strategic information, if indeed it comes from Osama bin Laden.
Well, the handwriting in this paper resembles that of a teenager, I would say between 13 to 16 years old.
BBC Middle East analyst Abdullah Al-Salmi.
If you scrutinize the text, you will find that the grammar is impeccable. And that would make me think that it's either bin Laden wrote it or he was dictating it to a younger person.
He believes the younger person may have been bin Laden's daughter, who was with him in the compound and is reported to have witnessed his killing. There's still no smoking gun linking the compound to Pakistan's army or its intelligence agency, the ISI, but there are lingering suspicions. Pakistan has finally established a judicial commission to investigate what happened in Abbottabad, but some suspect its findings will be buried. In a busy market downtown, locals like Liaquat Hussein, a shopkeeper, say bin Laden is history already.
I think the people has been forget now. It has 2 months ago. There is no any concern. There is no any discussion I have heard here. We are here. We are. This is a drawing room for political discussions. We don't discuss him. Just a week we have discussed it and then we have forgot it.
Experts believe the al-Qaeda leader was looking for ways to pass the time during his long stay here, perhaps as long as 5 years. According to one analyst, he may have dictated the notes to keep boredom at bay.
That report from the BBC's Orla Guerin in Pakistan.